Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1. But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. One of the world's most famous artists was Michelangelo. One interesting fact about Michelangelo and his works is that he only put his name on one of his sculptures. It's his work known as the Pietà, a marble statue of Mary holding Jesus after he's taken down from the cross. Michelangelo signed that sculpture in an unusual way. Instead of the typical Michelangelo made this, he signed it, Michelangelo was making this. It's like he was saying that he had started this work of art, but had not yet completed it. That's what life can feel like for Christians. They know that God has made them. Not only did he create them, but he put his name on them too. And yet, their lives can feel unfinished and unsettled. They can struggle with the same sins they struggle with for years. They can feel incomplete. It's likely Michelangelo signed his sculpture as if it were incomplete because he was such a perfectionist. He never felt his work was truly finished. When Christians look at their lives, they see how imperfect they are. But that's not how God views them. God sees Christians through the work of his Son Jesus. His life was a masterpiece of perfect obedience to God. Instead of signing his name on his masterpiece, Jesus signs the names of those who believe in him. Jesus signed, "It is finished," not "was finishing." God sees finished when he looks at Christians. He sees complete perfection. Christians live in the tension of the already and the not yet. They are already saved by God, even though their lives may not yet look like it. It is a reality that sin will always be a struggle until God calls them home to heaven. But Christians don't need to be afraid, because God knows their names. Jesus has signed his finished perfection over to them. Jesus, thank you for giving me your perfection. Help me in my struggle against sin. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.